Let us pray. Lord, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be acceptable to you, our rock, our redeemer, our sustainer. Come, Holy Spirit, open our hearts, open our minds, so that we can receive your presence, your teaching, your guidance. We pray all this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Do you ever wonder why you are here? What is your purpose? These questions lie at the heart of our longing for significance. To ask these questions is to be interested in leaving a legacy that makes us better individually and collectively. Pondering questions like this means people want to pursue goals other than earthly possessions. Remember the Minty poll we did a few weeks ago? Do you remember? This is the time where you need to interact. So I invite you to take out your phones. I hope all of you were here when we did this before. So if you take out your phones, scan that QR code, and you are going to answer, what's your purpose on earth? So if you do that, that will help us to know where we are. So I invite you to do that now. The sentences will come up in maybe a minute. So take your time. I hope everybody has your phones. Like Tim said, this is the time where you can use your phones. So go ahead and do it. And tell us, what do you think is your purpose on earth? You think you're done? You're still writing? So let's see if our booth can show us what people have. Okay, so it's taking time. So can you tell me, what have you written? Okay, so to enjoy God, love, to love others, to serve, to love, being daddy, wow, good. Connect with others, love God and love other people, to help others and live it better faith. Wow, those are great answers. So you are on track. Thank you for participating, that's fantastic. So today is our last day in our sermon series, What's That? And I hope this sermon series has been helpful to you in answering the questions that you have had. And today, as you have guessed well, we're trying to answer, what's your purpose on earth? I believe we are often led to ask this question when we are not experiencing fulfillment, when we are in the midst of a crisis, or when we are longing for a new direction. At times, the struggle can be so deep that we find ourselves experiencing depression, desperation, and even despair. Science offers us some insight into this topic, and Dr. Samuel Wilkinson, an associate professor of psychiatry at Yale School of Medicine, says in his book, Purpose, that humans have a dual potential hardwired into our DNA, a pull between selfishness and altruism, between what is good and what is harmful. This statement echoes Christian belief. We were given free will, And free will is the ability to make choices that will bless us or harm us. We are constantly making choices. Some are simple, some are difficult and complex. And these decisions shape many areas of our lives, our careers, our relationship, our communities. So sometimes we don't choose that well. So we miss the mark. Do you remember that term, miss the mark, which is hamartia in Greek, and when we translate it to English, is sin. Sin is what separates us from having that relationship with God, to be connected to God, and becoming who we are supposed to be, who we have been created to become. There is a moment of reflection in our lives when things don't go the way we expect or we plan, and we recognize that we have missed that mark. So that's when we search for meaning and we ask ourselves, what is my purpose? Why am I here? That's when we open the door for growth and to move closer to find our purpose. Paul, one of the apostles, was persecuting Christians for a while as a Pharisee. And certainly, he missed the mark during that time. But it was in a moment when he met the risen Christ that he realized that wasn't his purpose, to persecute Christians, but to be one. And after recognizing his mistake, he became the first planter of Christian churches in all Asia Minor, which is currently today Turkey. So he writes to all of these churches when he is in prison. He was persecuting Christians, and then he ended up being persecuted by Rome and being in prison. And it's from that prison, from that cell, that he writes to these new Christians and says to them that it is okay if you miss the mark, because there is always grace available for all. So in the letter that he writes to the Ephesians, he says this: at one time, you were like a dead person because of the things you did wrong and your offenses against God. You used to live like people of this world. You follow the rule of a destructive spiritual power. This is the spirit of disobedience to God's will that is now at work in persons whose lives are characterized by disobedience. At one time, you were like those people. All of you used to do whatever felt good and whatever you thought you wanted, so that you were children headed for punishment just like everyone else. However, God is rich in mercy. He brought us to life with Christ while we were dead as a result of those things that we did wrong. He did this because of the great love that he has for us. You are saved by God's grace. And God raised us up and seated us in the heavens with Christ Jesus. God did this to show future generations the greatness of his grace, but the goodness that God has shown us in Christ Jesus. You are saved by God's grace because of your faith. This salvation is God's gift. It's not something you possessed. It is not something you did that you can be proud of. Instead, we are God's accomplishment, created in Christ Jesus to do good things. God planned for these good things to be the way that we live. our lives. Paul hits the nail on the head. We all have missed the mark at some point in our lives, and God offers us a new beginning, a new path through Jesus Christ. Jesus is our way to be restored, our way to fulfill our purpose. Paul says that we are created in Christ Jesus to do good works. This is the way we are meant to live our lives. And some of you answered that, so good for you because you get it. So let's continue to reflect who we are. And I want to ask a few questions today. And I'm going to start it by saying, let's reflect where you are today and ask and try to answer honestly, am I living apart from Christ? Am I experiencing spiritual dryness? Think about it, where you are. Think about a plant. A plant is meant to bloom, to bear fruit, but that plant needs water in its sunlight, in its care, and to grow to what it needs to create it to be. So we, just like the plant, we need to be connected to the source that is gonna let us become who we need to become. So if we are connected to God, we really can achieve our purpose. Paul says that apart from God, we are dead. The truth is that in our efforts to find meaning, we lean into material things. But time and time again, money and possessions do not equal fulfillment. Anything that does not connect us to our true source will eventually leave us empty. Through his life and ministry, Jesus showed us that to be fulfilled is to be in constant connection with God. We saw Jesus praying. We saw Jesus reading the scriptures. He was receiving every day God's grace. And when he received that grace, he was able to give, to show, to permeate that grace into the communities, into the families, into his friends. So we must do the same. We need to experience and receive the grace of God. And you must be asking what empathy and compassion maybe can be related to our purpose. Somebody put their compassion, and you are correct. Jesus offered grace by exercising compassion and empathy for others. He took time to have meaningful conversations. Do we really know who our neighbor is sitting right there? We should take the time to have meaningful conversations. Time to feed the hungry. Time to help in the healing that needs to take place in our communities. Jesus offered companionship to those who were in the margins. We must do the same. We need to let our lives be filled with the grace of God so we can do those good things that Paul is talking about. Compassion and empathy are deeply connected in the invitation that God gives us to move, to be moved from a spiritual dryness and indifference to a life awakened by God's presence. When we become spiritually alive, we move to respond with compassion and with empathy for those who are suffering. We move to action, those prayers that we pray become, have legs, and they create change in the world. The founder of Methodism, John Wesley, calls this moment of realization from a spiritual dryness to having that deeply connection with God. He calls it new birth. After a person experiences the love that Jesus has for them, there is a new life that is available, a new beginning. So our human minds and hearts, when they are awakened by this love, we can become more like Jesus on earth. We become Jesus' hands and Jesus' feet in here. Jesus' ministry is an example of deep empathy for those who are in the margins. Lisa, a quiet member of a United Methodist Church in Texas and a nurse by profession, carried a deep grief. The loss of her teenage son to suicide. For years, she withdrew, going through the motions of faith, but feeling spiritually numb. One Sunday, a guest speaker came to the church, and that person says, "Grace doesn't just heal, it sends. Grace doesn't just heal, it sends." Those words moved something in her. In prayer that week, she sensed a quiet message, "Feed them." Unsure at first, she soon noticed the hunger in her community, among single parents, the elderly, and homeless. So she started Lisa's Table, a small weekly dinner at her church. It began with 8 people and a pot of soup. Over time, it grew into a vibrant community of over 100 people, supported by volunteers, farmers, and grocers. "I thought I was too broken to be used," Lisa says. "But grace calls you while you're still trembling." Today, Lisa's Table is more than a meal. It is a place where grace and purpose are served together. Maybe you find yourself, like Lisa, feeling broken, unsure. If you can do anything, if you have a purpose. But through empathy and action, she discovered a deeper purpose for herself. You might experience the same. So ask yourself, what breaks your heart? Where do you feel called to make a difference? Answering these two questions might help you towards finding your purpose. And if you want to go further, because I just asked you like 500 questions, so that you can think and find where you belong and where you can make a difference. If you want to go further, I want to invite you to do 3 things right here, right now. The first thing is participate in a small group. A small group is a place where you will grow on your faith, when you will be able to connect to God and you will connect with others. We have been created to live in community, to know God. So I invite you to participate in a small group. The second thing that I want you to do is complete a spiritual gift profile. The United Methodist Church, if you take out your phone and you scan the QR code, has created this amazing profile in which you can learn more about yourself. What are you good at? How can you go and help somebody? Or you can even get to know yourself better, so then you will know where and how can you help others. So take the time and complete a spiritual gift assessment. And the third thing that I will invite you to do in the following weeks is explore all the opportunities that we have here at the church. We have a new database that, if you don't know, is called Volunteer Loudon. And in this database, we have all the opportunities, the local opportunities in which you can go sign up and go and serve those needs. The church has every second Sunday something called Community Connections. It is a path of engagement with all of you. So take a moment on the second Sunday of a month. We do it through the whole year. So second Sunday of a month, Community Connections. You can come as after each of one of the services, and you will hear Susie Howard, our Director of Engagement, give you a little bit more information about how to sign up into the database, check what places you want to serve, and then you will get emails into your mailbox, and you will have the opportunity to be connected in the community by serving. So I invite you to do those three things. First, the small group. Second, the spiritual gift assessment. And third, to come to Community Connections and start serving in our community. And this week, when I was preparing for the sermon, I found this phrase that I have heard before, and is written by Pablo Picasso, and I think it talks so well about what is that I'm inviting you to do this morning. The meaning of life is to find your gift. The purpose of life is to give it away. The meaning of life is to find your gift. The purpose of life is to give it away. So friends, your life, your story is not random. You have been created with purpose and for a purpose. Even in your pain, even in your despair, even when you think that you have missed the mark, God's grace is still reaching out to you. Grace doesn't just heal, it sends. It calls you even when you are still trembling. So find your gift, use it, give it away, bless others, bless your family, bless the community. This world needs you, because this world is aching. This world needs your service, your love, your input, your gift. So go live with purpose. Go be the hands and feet of Jesus Christ. Serve and love and bring hope. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.